A Western Michigan University professor has written a new book on the use of Agent Orange in the Vietnam War and its aftermath. History professor Ed Martini says there has been extensive research on Agent Orange and its effects on health and the environment.
But at the end of the day, part of the lesson of the book is that there are pretty significant limits to what science and what history can tell us about these things that happened a long time ago. So in the absence of scientific certainty, most of these decisions have been based on politics rather than on science.
Ed Martini's book is called Agent Orange: History, Science, and the Politics of Uncertainty. You open this book with the story of a Navy electrician who spent half a day in Saigon. And then you tell us about children at an orphanage not far from there. What do these stories tell us about Agent Orange and how it's been handled since?
Well, they tell us quite a bit about the ways in which what I call in the book the politics of uncertainty have played out over the last several decades. We've got a situation where this veteran, because of the time he spent in Vietnam, even though it was only less than a day, but because of the political activism of Vietnam veterans since the war, he's able to receive significant benefits from the Veterans Administration because he now has type 2 diabetes, a condition that's been recognized as having at least a potential connection to exposure to Agent Orange. Down the road from that airport are these orphanages in Vietnam where children who have grown up near potentially toxic sites suffer, a lot of them with significant birth defects and deformities, but they receive only the support that NGOs and other groups can provide for them because neither the American government nor the chemical companies that produced Agent Orange have ever really accepted responsibility for the potential impact that Agent Orange has. In both cases, we don't know if Agent Orange is responsible for either, but because of the way the politics have played out, veterans from the United States and other countries can get those benefits while people in Vietnam who are still suffering from this can't.
There was a great debate in the Kennedy administration about whether or not to use Agent Orange. Frame that debate for us. What was the focus?
Well, there were really a couple different issues. The biggest issue is that the Kennedy administration, when Kennedy came into office, he was convinced that the United States had to fight different kinds of wars, unconventional wars, and use different kinds of tactics. And he saw potentially the use of herbicides as a way, as essentially a substitute for troops. He didn't want to send troops to Southeast Asia. And he thought if the United States could use its technological advantages and its resources, maybe that would save us from sending troops in. So herbicides became part of that. They thought if they could flush out the enemy from the jungle, then they wouldn't have to use American troops to do that. And people weren't aware necessarily of the health impact that Agent Orange and dioxin would have and that these other herbicides would have. So the question really became about two different things. It became about whether or not these would be effective from a military standpoint, but then also what the political impact would be. Ostensibly, the United States is going there to protect the South Vietnamese civilians from what they saw as a communist invasion, essentially, a communist revolution. So they were going for what Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense, called the battle for hearts and minds. We needed to win the support of those peasants. But at the same time, then, we're spraying herbicides to destroy their crops and defoliate their forests, which had a significant impact on a lot of these populations. And so the debate in the Kennedy administration really went back and forth between the State Department on the one hand, which advocated not using significant amounts of herbicides, particularly for destroying crops, and the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, which argued for using whatever means necessary in order to defeat this communist insurgency.
And in some ways that fits with the parameters of what those departments do. The State Department is supposed to be about diplomacy. The Defense Department is supposed to be about warfare.
Yeah, and as it did throughout the Vietnam War, the Pentagon usually won out, even though they couldn't demonstrate necessarily the military effectiveness of these herbicides throughout the war. They won that battle. It was determined that the military benefits would potentially outweigh any political consequences.
You say in this book that there were certain things that you believed as you started on the project that as you went along and did your research, you found out you couldn't say definitively anymore that that was true. What are some of those things?
Yeah, I went in with a number of assumptions based on little snippets I'd read here and there. The biggest one, I guess, to me was that there was so much uncertainty within the medical literature itself that when I really started looking at what scientists and toxicologists, what epidemiologists had written about Agent Orange, there was not a lot of certainty about what particular conditions could be linked to that. And the biggest one, I think, is birth defects, that just about any search you do on the internet or if you just, you know, do some basic research, you will almost always see Vietnamese children with birth defects accompanying Agent Orange. And it's almost taken as a given now that if a child in Vietnam has a birth defect and they're anywhere near to an area that might have been exposed to Agent Orange, that Agent Orange caused that birth defect. And these are third, fourth generation children now, born, you know, decades after the war. And this is the area of the scientific literature that's actually the most divided, that it's really difficult to show any kind of certainty between exposure to dioxin and Agent Orange and these birth defects. So that really surprised me because I had always assumed that as well.
Ed Martini is a professor of history at Western Michigan University. He is also the author of Agent Orange, History, Science, and the Politics of Uncertainty. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.